This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
We'll find out here.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Now here is Guy J. Birdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Before, anyway,
before we enjoy today's entree, allow me to serve you a salad of stuff that's come in this afternoon.
All right.
First of all, Pam Anderson's plans for a Las Vegas strip club have been canceled.
Oh.
For the last 3 years, she's been working with the owner of the strip club chain known as Scores to open a new club in Las Vegas based on her. The club was to have been called The Burning Bush.
VD.
And her super, pretty much the same thing. And her supersized sign would have been large enough for cars to drive between her legs for a car wash. She said the spray would come from, quote, you know where.
God. She's a lady.
Plans are off.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
She's
a lady.
Thought it might hurt her reputation.
She's always a woman to me.
Britney Spears. Oh, by the way, and she is working in Vegas right now as an assistant in a magic act.
I've seen that guy. Mm-hmm.
She will carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding.
But she's always a woman to me.
Britney Spears, meanwhile, has been told she's not allowed to see her kids for a while. A county commissioner has suspended her visitation right.
I tell you, everything I see, it doesn't look like she really cares that much.
I get that impression, too. Suspended this time because she failed to turn in some contact information for her random drug tests.
What those kids are, they are speed bumps on her way back to the top.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. Throw them out, let KFED deal with them,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And do what you do best. Put that little Catholic schoolgirl outfit on, mm-hmm. And shake your moneymaker for Dad.
That's right. It always gets back to that. You got the steaming undies for Britney, don't you?
Yeah.
You still do, no matter what she goes through. Even when you see that greasy little hair weave.
Shake it all you can.
I'd scrub her. I'd scrub her with a Brillo pad. I would.
You like that movie with Samuel L. Jackson and Christina Ricci, right? When he has her chained up.
Black Snake Moan.
I love that movie.
Yes, I would go Black Snake Moan on her ass. Mm-hmm. In a loving way, though, Mike.
Right. Of course.
Very loving.
I wouldn't chain her to a whatever you chain her
no,
to.
No, you just scrub her with a Brillo pad. Yeah, Daddy's going to make it all right, Brittany.
Unless she wanted to be chained.
She looks up. I'm clean, y'all.
Yeah, y'all.
I'm y'all.
A couple of celebrity deaths today. One we mentioned, of course, former Rat Packer Joey Bishop, whose TV sidekick was Regis Philbin. He's gone, Joey Bishop is, at the age of 89. Also gone today, Deborah Carr from the movie The King and I, and also from Here to Eternity. And Joe Torre has turned down the Yankees' offer, the one-year contract. He's out of there.
Joe quit. Ah, good for
him. He turned down that offer for a third.
Round of applause for the enemy. Round of applause for the worthy adversary.
Do you think that it was an actual good faith offer?
I don't know. I think it's a. You never know what goes on behind the scenes. But if it is on the face value what it is, that they came to him and they said, hey, we'll give you a one-year contract. And he said, go scratch with what you put me through. I don't blame him.
Well, Steinbrenner is blowing spit bubbles now, and his two retarded sons, one of which seriously looks to me like Frankenstein, the guy that I saw on TV, who wants to be like a baby Steinbrenner.
Yeah, he wants to take over the team.
I think he's the guy that's running the show.
Did they mention anything about who the replacement's going to be? Is it going to be Don Mattingly? Is it going to be
I will check on that.
Joe Girardi?
During the break, but in the story about Joe Torre, that was not mentioned. So let me see if anything's
coming since. If it is what they say it is, that they really legitimately offered him the job for another year and he told him to go scratch, that makes total sense.
Can I throw out a name? I know this is not sports talk radio, and you're not really a Yankees fan.
Are you talking about throwing out a name for manager of the New York Yankees?
Billy Crystal.
Perfect.
In a perfect world, Don. Mm-hmm. In a perfect world.
We call the season 700 Sundays.
All right, let's go. Let's go out and play.
Because Oscar loves home runs.
Yankees, who will win? Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Some of us already know about this. The televisions that we all grew up with, all of us, are going away. The kind of television set we've been watching since around 1953 will soon be no more. And yesterday, Best Buy, Best Buy took the last of the old-fashioned tube-type TV sets off the shelves to make more room for digital high-def sets.
I'm going to cry like Ellen about that dog. I'll tell you a real-life discussion I had with Rob over the weekend.
Please.
Both of us were bemoaning the fact that while moving things around in our homes, we realized we had televisions that we must throw away.
Yes, eventually.
And it kills us.
You don't have to
throw away. Well, Buzz, they're going to be antiquated.
Yes, they are.
Sooner rather than later.
That's
true. I took three beautiful color sets to Goodwill.
Really?
There's just no need for them, and they're going to be useless. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give these to Robert when he moved out.
Well, you're talking about emotional attachment to the box. You have a replacement box.
Yes, but it's a color television.
It's not like a dog pound is coming to take your dog back.
Yes, it is a lot like that.
I gave all of mine to Melwood.
Did you?
They can use them, actually.
Oh, no.
I can tell you how.
They called and said, how do we change the power on this microwave?
Good for you.
I figure I could get away with it because they're all broken, but they're not going
to. You taped a picture to it?
Good for you.
Taped a picture of J.C. Hayward to the tube. I got rid of a TV that still had the top dial and then the bottom dial for the
UHF. Oh, wow.
And it still has a beautiful picture. Mm-hmm. And I just had to give it away.
You would have kept it if you had been allowed.
Absolutely.
You don't have to. On February 18th, 2009, TV stations will stop transmitting on channels 2 through 13. Those frequencies go back to the government, which will then reassign them for other communications uses. The old-fashioned sets will still work, provided they're connected to a converter box that'll sell for about $60.
And won't the old sets also still work if you wanted to hook up, a VCR, DVD, video game system?
Sure.
Whatever you got running through them now,
I think even DirecTV works.
Absolutely. If you hook up some kind of box, whether it's a cable box or a satellite box that does receive the new digital television signals, then that will act as your converter box for the old-fashioned TV.
How many old TVs do you have in your house, Rob?
Right now, I'm down to having only six TVs.
Six TVs total?
Yeah. I had to get rid of three.
All right. No, but how many old ones do you have?
I only have one digital.
Okay. All right. So the rest of them are old. So you got five.
Five that will eventually need to be replaced.
Same here.
And how many do you have that are old TVs, that are tube TVs?
We just gave away two to friends over the weekend.
Friends.
Same as Rob. Yeah. And we still got two more old ones down in the basement.
Right. I got two old ones.
And everything else is brand new.
Yeah. I'm like Rob. I have five old ones and one digital.
Or not brand new. I don't mean it like that. I mean, bought like in the last 10 years.
Right.
I have two old ones and the rest are the new modern
ones.
Very
good. Well, you're ahead of us. You're moving into.
You want to know how many of the new modern ones I have? 73.
And the small. And how big is the smallest one?
50 inches.
Who wants to go to the girl pound?
I do.
Let's go.
I like the girl pound.
See if there's any strays.
Maybe we can trade TVs for it.
At the girl pound.
Hey, that's a song.
Now, will the prices of the digitals come way down? As the time goes, it's going to happen.
They already
are,
and they'll come down even more. Obviously, after February 18th, 2009, they should come down quite a lot.
Because at the end of January 2009, I'm putting all of my TVs on eBay.
Good luck with that. Next year, by the way, we're talking about those $60 converters you can get. Next year, the government will make available to each home two $40 coupons for those converter boxes.
Seems like a gigantic ripoff to me. Sounds to me like the government's just trying to squeeze us out. I don't understand all of this.
Do you smell lobbyists in this?
Yeah.
Do you spend the manufacturers are making sure?
As we've just surmised, really, the old TVs still can work.
Yes. Right.
But the hype that you're hearing is, oh, my God, by 2009, if you don't have the brand new TV.
You got to run out and buy yourself a new TV.
Here's where the government and big corporations cash in. The upper channels, the UHF channels, 14 and above, those are the channels we're now using for the new high-def television signals. The old channels 2 through 13, the government will actually sell off some of those to industry for their use in communications. That's what happens to
I'm
those.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah. I understand. No, I don't.
Yeah, I think they're going to put channel 2 through 13. It's all going to be the IMUS show.
Hold on a second. I play this about television again.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I played this game with Rob today. I'll play it with you guys.
All right.
Unless you've seen the story. IMUS is returning to radio.
Right.
Do you have any idea what network it is rumored will be simulcasting his show? Have you guys heard the news?
I might have heard the rumor.
I've not heard which TV network.
All right, well then, Buzz, you're a DirecTV aficionado.
Uh-huh.
They want you to think of all of the channels.
Okay.
Think of possibly the most worthless channel, and I'll give you an example that I gave Rob.
Uh-huh.
The channel that IMUS is going to sign with is worse than Versus. The VS channel
Okay. uh-huh.
that shows hockey.
Yeah.
It's worse than CNBC. It's worse than MSNBC. It's worse than the new Fox Business Channel.
Well, let me start at the bottom. The worst, I think, would be DirecTV 101, their own channel.
Better than that.
Okay.
It is a real network.
It's right. A real network.
Well, so it wouldn't be FX. USA.
USA.
Too good.
USA would be the stratosphere.
Is it Oxygen?
Oxygen would be upper tier compared to this network.
Is it CMT?
CMT is...
I'd say it's getting warmer.
Yeah, but really? Uh-huh. CMT is a real network, though.
Yeah. So it's not even a real network.
You may not even know it.
I might not.
It's something called the RFD network.
Oh, I've seen it.
Like the rural?
That's it.
It's channel 3.
Like Mayberry RFD.
Yeehaw.
Rural free delivery.
It's 273, isn't it?
We've watched polka on it before.
They have, on the weekend mornings, they have a polka show, and then it's like all bass fishing.
Rural free delivery, right?
Something like that, right? Yeah. It's magnificent. You got to watch the polka show with Jimmy Stern.
I've turned it on before and watched the polka show. Sure. And also watched a show about livestock, like where they bring a cow out.
Oh, it's the farmer's channel.
And they show how much it's going to go for.
That's probably the safe one. Hey, the farmers probably love him.
Yeah, fire it up there, baby.
Well, let's go. I'm going to go. I don't know what network I'm on or not.
Going to have to remember to add that to my favorites.
Stupid idiots.
The RFD network. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And great for polka.
That's
the Jimmy
scary.
Stir polka show.
Well, good luck to him. So anyway, we started with some showbiz notes, the news about television sets. All of that, I think, a much nicer lead than the one about the president talking about World War III. Yesterday, the president said that Iran getting nuclear weapons raises the risk of a World War III. Earlier this week, Russia's president warned the U.S. not to attack Iran to try to
stop. We got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel.
There he is.
So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III,
it
seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
Oh, God. Nuclear. Jesus.
Discuss among yourselves.
Someone told him before that press conference, listen, here's your key word today.
Right.
Key words.
Right.
World War III. Don't care how you say it, just throw them out there.
Say
you enjoyed a peanut butter sandwich today, say that you like dill pickles, and oh yeah, World War III.
It's scary.
Just throw it in there. Mm-hmm.
Jesus, we still have a year to go, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh my God.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And wow.
And if World War III doesn't get you, the diseases might. We've just learned a Mexican man with a highly contagious form of tuberculosis.
Crossed
the U.S. border 76 times and took a number of flights within the United States last year.
There he is.
Customs was warned about this guy back in April, but it took Homeland Security more than 6 weeks to alert its people.
Hello, pussycats. I'm coming up for the cheese.
Oh, yeah? I'd just like to see you trying.
His name, Alberto Gonzalez.
And it took 7 weeks to notify the Transportation Security Agency.
Adios, senores.
Hi, Speedy.
He's Speedy.
There he goes. Yeah. A staph germ that's resistant to drugs is now killing more Americans every year than the AIDS virus.
I want to talk about this. I'm in getting my physical today.
There's a lot to
say. And the nurse at the back of Dr. Perry's office today looks over. I said, so how bad is this? And she looks up. This is a medical professional. Kind of looks at me and says, really bad.
It is.
And the look on her face really freaked me out.
Sure. Understand. Let me tell you about it a little bit, and then we can ask questions and discuss. It's a microbial infection that over the years has gone from completely treatable to completely untreatable. It was chased by antibiotics over the years, and as it was, it grew stronger. Now the usual antibiotics are useless against it. 94,000 Americans are infected by it every year. 19,000.
A staph infection was something we got when we all screwed the same chick.
Back in the day.
This was named after the staff at WJFK Fairfax, though.
19,000 people a year die because of this infection, and it can spread by casual contact.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, today, as of today, 21 schools are closed in one county of Virginia downstate because
this is really weird.
An outbreak of this drug-resistant staph germ.
MJ.
It has also turned up in Washington, D.C. and Maryland schools and four other states. There's been at least one death so far.
I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm Michael Todd Hughes. I'm telling you, I've got it.
I'm in a sports shirt, and it's casual contact.
You know, we have Typhoid Mary. We have the Typhoid Mary. Uh-huh. Her name's Rosie O'Donnell. Didn't she have the staph infection?
For a month and
Thank
a half.
You. Oh.
When her hand was all
gnarled
and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
It can, in fact, develop as a flesh-eating bacteria as well. Not always, but sometimes. sometimes.
Anything that makes her have more flesh.
And that's right here. This is where it's happening, like in our backyard.
There, it has turned up in, I believe, a dozen schools here in Montgomery County, Maryland, and a half dozen schools in Fairfax County, just over the state line from here, other side of D.C.
Areas that we drive through.
I know.
Say something. I'm sure it's not a problem at private schools.
Casual contact.
You folks with kids in private schools, don't worry about it.
That's what I'm saying, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying nothing. You know.
Like my kids' private school, I got to tell you something. They have the balls to keep sending me stuff like, give money to the school.
Right.
Sure.
Like, hey, you tools, I got news for you. You charged more for my kid to go to grade school mm-hmm. than it cost me to send him to a big-time college. Right. Kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. He's out of there.
You've done your bit.
You should send them a bill. You can say, you know, maybe you should give me something back.
That'll work.
That'll work.
Sure. Yeah, that definitely will work.
Speaking of schools, should 11-year-olds be given birth control pills? That's the question we'll try to answer when we return.
The answer is yes.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. See?
I got the answer for all you guys. See this? This is my, what does he say in the movie?
Anchorman?
This is John L. Sullivan.
John L. Sullivan.
And this is Jack Johnson.
Right.
This is John L. Sullivan, and this is Jack Dempsey. They're ready to go. Fighting words.
All right, Buzz, what's next?
Birth control pills for 11-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
I'm for it.
Oh, stop it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow, boring.
I know, that's not nice.
These people have lost their minds.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, what have we here?
I'll tell you one thing we don't have.
I have never heard of a man having breast cancer, okay?
No, I've not. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. A school in Portland, Maine is offering birth control pills and patches to students, some of whom are 11 years old. These are 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Hello,
WZAN. If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
WZAN.
Uh-huh.
Hello, WZAN.
The local school.
Well, what have we here?
Dad, I was listening to 970 in Portland, and I was wondering if I could share this chocolate cake with you, Father.
Why, of course, Charlie. Let me just slip on a condom.
Opa. Kiss me, Opa.
Have some chocolate cake. And milk.
I'll give you the answers, Dad. Oh, you give me the questions.
Absolutely.
The answer is a full kiss on the mouth.
Let me stand in back of you, Charlie, so you can't see me.
The question is, what do I want from my daddy? Charlie.
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 Well, what have we here?
Oh-ho!
So you spoke about us to Rob Morrow today, didn't
Guess
you?
Yes, indeed, right after I took my Viagra.
The local school board there in Portland, Maine, last night approved this plan, making the King Middle School the first middle school in that state to provide the entire range of contraceptive options.
King Middle School.
Contraceptive options for 11-year-olds?
Uh-huh.
Larry King Middle School.
What the bleep happened here?
Exactly.
Here, kids.
What happened, Larry?
Get your rubbers. Now, get your pills.
This particular school, for the past 7 years, it's been condoms only. Condoms have been provided at the school for the last 7 years.
Welcome to Larry King Middle School. We're all the kids have to wear hard shoes.
And suspenders. Sure, you like geography? Right, sure.
Whoa.
And yes, it's very rare on a nationwide basis for a middle school to provide pills and patches for birth control.
Yeah, no S.
In Topeka, Kansas yesterday, one school was ordered to stop handing out even condoms after the local school board found out it had been going on for a month.
That's why I got a vasectomy when I was 11.
Good for you, Rob. Stop bragging about it.
You were your full size, though, when you were 11.
I was.
They did it based on height.
I was full size at age 3. I haven't grown since. Just out.
Hi, Dad.
That may have been one of the first things I said. I only go bareback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I mean, out of the womb.
When you spoke.
Out of the womb. Yeah, that's it. Only bareback.
And the House today could not muster enough votes to override President Bush's veto of the health care bill for poor children known as the S-CHIP. Under the plan that was proposed, even some middle-class kids would have been covered.
Another victory for stupidity!
Now, one of O.J. Simpson's co-defendants in that sports memorabilia robbery says the guns were O.J.'s idea. Quoting memorabilia trader Walter Alexander, O.J. said, hey, just bring some firearms. Alexander says Simpson told him the guns were just for show.
I think he may be in very serious trouble
might
now.
Might be toast. Alexander quotes Simpson as saying,
I'm still betting on Juice.
You think Juice is going to pull out of this one?
The juice will always remain loose.
It could be.
That's
really
interesting.
Really, all right. I think no matter what it is, he's the Teflon. He is the Teflon Don. Uh-huh.
Think so, but it just seems to me when they get the guys to flip on you.
He's the John Gotti of former star athletes who cut off their wives' heads.
There are more witnesses involved this time, yes, though, and because they've made the deals.
There was lots of witnesses with John Gotti.
Yeah, you're right.
He's Juice, Mike. He's
we'll
lucky.
See. I think he's going to go. I think he's going up the river.
I think it could go either way, honestly. This Walter Alexander quotes Simpson again saying, you know, so these people know we mean business. OJ's lawyer says you can't believe Mr. Alexander because, quote, he was negotiating for a get-out-of-jail-free card. That's a reference to the deal Alexander got from prosecutors in exchange for his damning testimony. Of
Jason Alexander, right?
That's right. Uh-huh.
But as we discussed in the Mike Vick case and all these other cases, there's right, nothing unusual about that guys right, roll over on other guys all mm-hmm, the time.
Right. In exchange for a break. But then the other side always argues, well, the only reason he's saying that is because he was offered a deal. Mm-hmm. Simpson's lawyer maintains there were no guns at all and that OJ never requested that anybody bring them. Here's something nobody saw coming. Renowned movie director Francis Ford Coppola dissing three of America's actors, Pacino, De Niro, and Nicholson. Coppola directed Al Pacino in The Godfather and Robert De Niro, as well as Pacino, in Godfather 2.
What would his possible complaint be with those guys?
And although his name was not in the credits, Coppola also directed Jack Nicholson in Roger Corman's movie The Terror. Now, Coppola tells GQ magazine that all three actors have disappointed him as they have gotten older and richer.
Wow, boring.
He says they've gotten lazy and lost their passion. All three actors have declined to comment or respond.
The guy, he's gotten bitter and fat. That's what it sounds like to me.
Make some more ass wine, Mr. Coppola. And tell your goddamn daughter, you know what that Bill Murray movie was? That was called A Once-in-a-Lifetime Blind Squirrel Finds a Nut.
I agree. Jeez. I do.
I thought that from day one with
and good call putting your daughter in Godfather 3. Really, brilliant move. That wasn't nepotism at its worst.
Lost in translation. I swear to God, don't drink. Don't take over-the-counter or prescription meds to make you go to sleep. If you're tired, turn on Lost in Translation.
Oh, God, I don't know. It's Lost in Translation to me when I watch that movie.
And if that movie won't put you to sleep, call one of the pretentious asses you know who thinks it's a cinematic divorce and let them tell you what a great movie it is. I promise you'll be sleeping.
What I remember about Lost in Translation is when we were making the train trip up and back to New York, we got off the train and Mike handed me the DVD of Lost in Translation. He said, you want this?
And I said, it was that bad.
I said, that'd be great. Thanks. Where's the box? He said, I don't know.
I don't know. I wanted to get it out of my possession.
You didn't even
want
it.
As soon as possible. Bill Murray just being blah for the whole movie.
He should just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a big, fat, straight Bruce Valanche at this point.
Hey, I saw Bruce Valanche on one of those websites with no beard, a clean shaven Bruce Valanche.
How is that, Mike?
It looked like a donut without a hole. Seriously, his face looked like a beignet.
And that's not the only place he shaved.
Oh,
all of Jack Nicholson's skirt chasing could lead to an early grave. In fact, a new study says.
What about the vagina?
New study says this is why men age faster and die sooner than females. The competition for sex. Scientists compared monogamous species of animals with those who mate with as many females as possible. And they found that the animals who play the field die younger. Live fast, die hard.
Yeah, hey, listen, it's worth it. Is there anything better, seriously, than sex?
No,
come on.
Science. And playing the field, as we all do, to this day. The married ones and the non-married ones.
Scientists.
We play the field.
Let's all go out tonight.
Let's not run down the hill. Let's walk down.
To the pound.
To the pound.
To the girl pound.
The girl pound.
Scientists say it's the competition among males for sex that takes its toll on their longevity. Oh, well, longevity isn't everything.
Wouldn't it be great to call the girl over and go, come here, I like that blonde. Come here. What's her name? Let me see the tag. What's your name? What's your name?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
You know, it's one thing, but when you adopt, you do have to sign the paperwork and all that stuff. Maybe if it was a little, almost like a car, you know, like a car dealership where it's like, Yeah, let me give this one a try for the weekend.
I got it. Welcome to Girl Max.
Yeah.
Girl Max.
And yeah. here's
like CarMax.
Here's the best thing. We buy any woman.
Right.
We don't care how sick of her you are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. We buy any woman.
Come Absolutely.
Out, pick out another woman. No matter what is wrong with the girl you're with now,
wow.
we will buy her at Don and Mike's Girl Max. Not, well, not to be confused with Donna Mike's Girl Pound.
Girl Pound.
And there's a 10-point safety check.
The good thing about Girl Pound is if, God forbid, a woman goes unwanted, they put them down painlessly.
Okay, yeah, you had to. Right. And I know that brings you a great deal of joy.
And once a week on the Channel 9 News, Howard Bernstein would sit there and go.
And stroke a woman?
Now, sitting next to me is a woman named Beth Ann McBride. Now, Beth Ann has been living in the North Carolina area for a couple of years.
Wouldn't you like to find a home? Couldn't you give this lovely lady a home?
She is sweet. She is a little high maintenance.
She
but
likes
very
corduroys.
Loyal.
Yes,
very loyal.
Extremely loyal.
She's good with other girls.
That's if you don't want her to be put down. Then if you don't care about that thing, you go to Girl Max.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And trade in. You know, not really even trade in. You can actually sell outright.
Just outright sell
cash for any woman.
You could conceivably sell the old woman at the Car Max, at the Girl Max,
and buy a car.
And then you could either buy another woman, or you could actually sell the car, just get the money for it, sell the girl, and then go over to the Girl Pound.
That's what the smart money.
Then it's
is.
A win-win.
Absolutely.
All of this Girl Max, Car Pound, Girl Pound, Girl Max.
It gets confusing after a while.
But we're running out of time. Buzz?
Yes.
I know somewhere out there there's some businessman writing this down, and we're going to be kicking ourselves.
I know.
At some point in the future when we see the ads.
Another brilliant idea like we've had for years.
That you keep giving away.
Larry Flint's Girl Max.
Yeah, welcome to Girl Max.
Finally, while we're on this page, the funny things women do sometimes.
Hey, but gals, if you're listening right now, you should know. We kid because we love.
Amen. Right.
Now, really, really seriously, girls,
get your man's dinner on the table.
Bingo, baby.
And the funny things they do. In Mumbai, India, doctors have removed a 3-inch section of toothbrush from a woman's nose. The 31-year-old housewife apparently was brushing hard when her husband accidentally bumped into her. The toothbrush snapped and part of it went up her nose. A couple of months later, she saw a doctor about it.
She's got to go to the Pound.
In Athens, Ohio.
Put her down.
What about this woman? In Athens, Ohio, a woman is accused of digging up her ex-boyfriend's grave and stealing his ashes, apparently because she was steamed about not being invited to his funeral.
Wow.
48-year-old Martha La Follette.
Wonder why she wasn't invited.
Capital L, small a. Had lived with Roger Barber during the last five years of his life. Police recently found Roger's urn at the home of one of Martha's relatives. The prosecutor says he wishes he could charge her with aggravated stupid.
He wishes.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
No, no,
yes.
No, no.
And on that happy note, we got to go. Back tomorrow with a new episode. We will see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
I got a job. I'm in New Orleans with Peter North.
Giovanni's. And the asthma filatas.
Chef Duke.
Safe home, Hoda. Oh.
Peter North.
He already said it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can say RJ.
Ron Jeremy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.